Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Hear the sound of heaven, like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known, singing, "Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord." The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship You now. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Can You hear the sound of heaven, like the sound of many waters? It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known. We're singing, "Holy, holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. You're holy.
Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord.
Jesus is holy."
Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. The elders and the angels bow. The redeemed worship You now. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence singing, "Holy, holy, holy," just as the angels and the cherubim are doing right now in Your presence. We're joining them together to worship You and to praise Your holy name here on A Call to Worship. Father, we have so much to thank You for. We thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. Later on in our broadcast, we'll be talking more about that, right out of the 23rd Psalm. But we thank you for that mercy, Lord, that declares us righteous, not because of what we could do, but by what Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has already done. He has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary to pay the penalty for all of our sins. And by your mercy and by your grace, Lord, we can stand in your presence today singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is and ever shall be. Father, thank you for the privilege you've given us to enter your presence, to worship you. We know, Lord, of your great love because you showed it to us when you sent your Son to die for us and to be an interceder for us so that we can come to you, Father. We don't have to go through anybody else, just through Jesus. He is the mediator between God and man, the only one, Lord. We don't need a man to go through. We can come directly to your throne of grace and thank you for your mercy and your goodness and your grace. Father, I pray that you'll take great pleasure in our program today. And I pray, Father, that if there is anybody listening today who has never committed their lives to Jesus, never confessed their sins, and have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they will make that decision today as they worship with us here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Isaiah 52:7 from the English Standard Version says this: How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, Your God reigns.
Good news. foundations of the earth, who sent his son so men born dead could have a second birth. Jehovah Father, mighty King, sustainer of my soul, he reigns in golden splendor.
What a beautiful arrangement there. And rendition of that song, Almighty God, sung for us by Sandy Patty. Coming up in just a little bit, I want to share with you a wonderful psalm from the new international version, Psalm 40. A Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow, so
Jesus, I've forgotten the words that you have spoken. Promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire again.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from John Tesh and his song entitled, Lord, Have Mercy. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra. Medley of songs, Holy Ground, We Have Come Into His House, and In Moments Like These. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. Your weekly gifts keep us on the air, and I just want to say thank you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And thank you so much for sending us a gift this way. It's in that way that we are able to continue on the air each week. So thank you. And don't forget to contact this radio station and say thank you to them for carrying Call to Worship. And if this is a listener-supported radio ministry, send them a financial gift as well. Once again, that address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And by the way, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on their website, including the program. You can listen to the program online anytime you want. You can print out the playlist listing the songs and the artist, the album information and that. And there are other things there too. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to continue from the book Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, written by Max Licato. And today we're going to continue with the verse, Surely Goodness and Mercy. This must be one of the sweetest phrases ever penned. And to read the verse is to open a box of jewels. Each word sparkles and begs to be examined in the face of our doubts. Now, our moods may change, but God doesn't. Our minds may change, but God doesn't. Goodness and mercy, the celestial escort of God's flock. If that duo doesn't reinforce your faith, try this phrase, all the days of my life. What a huge statement. Look at the size of it. Goodness and mercy follow the children of God each and every day. And what will He do during those days? He will follow you. What a surprising way to describe God. We're accustomed to God who remains in one place. Now, God is a God who follows. And I wonder, have you sensed Him following you? We often miss Him, and we don't know our helper when He is near. But He is near. If so, then release your doubts. Set Him down, being comforted by them no longer. God gives us Himself. Even when we choose our hovel over His house or our trash over His grace, still He follows, never forcing us. His goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we'll be sharing that devotional by Max Licato a little later on in the broadcast. And now let's continue with more music here on A Call to Worship as we listen to the Marty Parks Choir, soloist Reggie Stone, and the songs In Moments Like These, and When I Look into Your Holiness.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to You, Lord. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to You, Lord.
Sing in my life. is a perfect love. It's so far above our understanding. It's the purest form of love that the world has ever known. Yet God's amazing has changed my heart within. His amazing love, proven time and time again, has never failed to mend a heart that was breaking. The cost of love was great, yet God's amazing love is still changing lives today.
Over the past number of weeks here in Call to Worship, I've shared some thoughts from Max Licato's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books. Today we're up to the final verse of that wonderful 23rd Psalm. Verse number 6, it says in the New King James Version, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This must be one of the sweetest phrases ever penned. Can we read it from a few other translations? Like the American Standard Version, "Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever." Or Young's literal translation, "Only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and my dwelling is in the house of Jehovah for a length of days. The New Living Translation puts it this way, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And one more, Eugene Peterson's The Message translation, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. To read these verses in different translations is to open a box of jewels. Each word sparkles and begs to be examined in the face of our doubts. You know, goodness and mercy all the days and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They sweep in on our insecurities like a SWAT team on a terrorist. Look at the first word, surely. David didn't say, maybe goodness and mercy shall follow me, or possibly goodness and mercy shall follow me, or I have a hunch that goodness and mercy shall follow me. David could have used one of those phrases, but he didn't. He believed in a sure God who makes sure promises and provides a sure foundation. Our moods may shift, but God's doesn't. Our minds may change, but God's doesn't. Our devotion may falter, but God's never does. Even if we are faithless, He is faithful, for He cannot betray Himself. Read 2 Timothy 2:13 on that one. You see, He is a sure God. And because He is a sure God, we can state confidently, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And what follows the word surely? Well, goodness and mercy. If the Lord is the shepherd who leads the flock, goodness and mercy are the two sheepdogs that guard the rear of the flock. Goodness and mercy. Not goodness alone, for we are sinners in need of mercy, and not mercy alone, for we are fragile in need of goodness. You see, we need both. Goodness and mercy, the celestial escort of God's flock. And if that duo doesn't reinforce your faith, try this phrase, all the days of my life. What a huge statement. Look at the size of it. Goodness and mercy follow the child of God each and every day of their lives. Think of the days that lie ahead. What do you see? Days at home with only toddlers? Well, God will be right there at your side. Days in a dead-end job, He will walk you through it. Days of loneliness, He will take your hand. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me, not some, not most, not nearly all, but all the days of my life. And what will He do during those days? Here's my favorite word. He will follow you. What a surprising way to describe God. We're accustomed to a God who remains in one place, a God who sits enthroned in the heavens and rules and ordains. David, however, envisions a mobile and active God. Dare we do the same? Dare we envision a God who follows us, who pursues us, who chases us, who tracks us down and wins us over, who follows us with goodness and mercy all the days of our lives? God is the God who follows. I wonder, have you sensed Him following you today? We often miss Him. Sometimes we don't know our helper even when He is near. But He is there, and He will come. Through the kindness of the stranger, maybe, or the majesty of a sunset, the mystery of romance. He comes through the question of a child or the commitment of a spouse. Through a word well spoken, or a touch well-timed, have you sensed His presence in your life? If so, then release your doubts. Set them down. Be encumbered by them no longer. You are no candidate for insecurity. You are no longer a client of timidity. You can trust God. He has given His love to you. Why don't you give your doubts to Him? God gives us Himself. Even when we choose our hovel over His house or our trash over His grace, still He follows. He pursues us. Never forcing us, never leaving us, patiently persistent, faithfully present. That's our God. Using all His power to convince us that He is who He is and that He can be trusted to lead us home. His goodness and His mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. My Heavenly Father, I thank You that You are the Good Shepherd, that You do pursue us, that through all of life You are there with goodness and mercy for us. And that will happen all through our days, and then we will dwell in Your house forever and ever and ever. Praise God for Your goodness and for Your mercy. Rick Powell Singers and the song entitled Surely Goodness and Mercy. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. I want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Your contributions to this program keep us going, and I just want to say thank you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that on that Call to Worship website, you can listen to the program anytime you want. And remember also that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove, radio and television ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our program today with the Crystal Seamen and their song entitled Lamb of God. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
second.